In the new novel Critical Mass, private investigator V.I. Warshawski is asked by her closest friend Lottie for urgent help. Lottie lost most of her family in the Holocaust and escaped to London in 1939 on the Kindertransport with a childhood playmate. When Kitty's daughter finds her life to be suddenly in danger, she calls Lottie, who in turn summons V.I. to aid them. Sarah Paretsky is the author of 19 books, the most recent of which was Critical Mass. Paretsky was named 2011 Grand Master by the Mystery Writers of America, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her back to the roundtable this morning. Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be here, and thank you for that great summary of the book. I have trouble putting it in one sentence, and you really did it for me.
Well, thank you. You know, it is, it's a lovely, I love this book, and I'm curious as to what brought you to this subject and ultimately this time.
A lot of different things came together for me in this book, Joe. It was partly my husband, who is a particle physicist. He's 90 now, but he spent his career at the University of Chicago. He served in the Second World War. He was at Normandy, but when he came back to the States, he was a protege of Enrico Fermi's. And through him, I met some of the most extraordinary people who were involved in the Manhattan Project. And in, you know, the end of the road was this ugly bomb that hovers over all of us, but the journey on that road was a real adventure, and the excitement that these people felt and continue to feel when they are doing research was something that I admired and I envied, and I wanted to put it on the page. So that was certainly part of it. Part of it was learning about the women who were physicists in Vienna during the 1930s, whose careers were brought to an abrupt halt by Hitler. And I think some of it is that war, it just sent out long, poisonous tendrils that have scarred lives even in the present. I mean, my family was annihilated in Europe, and we all grew up with a certain level of survivor guilt or fear. All of those things kind of came together and created a story where V.I. Warshawski gets involved, as you say, in the quest for finding the missing daughter of one of Lottie Herschel's oldest, hard to call her a friend. They never liked each other, but their lives have been twined together for 70 years. And when V.I. goes hunting for this missing person, a drug addict, she does not realize that she really has taken hold of the end of a very long, poisonous route that deals with atomic secrets, that deals with a lot of corporate greed, that deals with a lot of family anguish, and sends her kind of on like a bucking bronco ride around Illinois and finally to Vienna.
What amazes me is how pliable this wonderful character of V.I. Warshawski is, in the sense of putting into so many different positions and quandaries and moral quandaries, and being able to use a character in that way. And obviously that comes from your creation. And I'm curious as to at what point in this series, given that you're 1920 books in, that you realize that this was a character that you could do a lot with?
That's a really great question. V.I. is very real and very vivid to me. A couple of times I tried creating other investigators. I thought I might start a secondary series with a much younger person. V.I. is 50 now. She was 30 when I started out. And I wrote short stories that were published, one about a young woman engineer and one about a woman cop. But they just didn't engage me the way V.I. engages me, so I never went down the whole road of writing novels about them. And in some ways, you know, when you have a series character and you write in the first person, it's a real challenge to separate you from the character. For instance, now that I'm in my 60s, I really cannot drink alcohol the way I could when I was in my 30s. And readers started writing me and saying, how come V.I. isn't drinking all those lovely Armagnacs and red wines anymore? And I thought, well, poor V.I. She's getting beat up on a regular basis, and she ought to have her nice brandy and scotch and red wine. So I'm trying hard to remember that what's happening to me is not also happening to her.
In the progression of this character and the journey that you have been on as a writer, and of course his character has been on throughout the books, how do you get more confident as to what the character can do, and what contribution do readers have in that of telling you what they like and what they don't?
I think when readers send me a lot of mail, some of it not so positive, most of it pretty positive, I try to sort out what's valuable input, but it you can really start second-guessing yourself and think, oh, gosh, readers want this, readers don't want this. So I do try to, as much as I can, turn off that voice when I'm writing and have what VI is doing be authentic to the moment in the story. But, of course, I can't help worrying about how readers will react to it. So it is a kind of a juggling act. I think one of the things that gave me confidence early on was there was a man in England, in Manchester, England, who wrote to say that he loved V.I. because she reminded him of his wife when he was falling in love with her when she was driving an ambulance during the Blitz, and that he loved V.I.'s kind of spunkiness and her wry humor. And that letter, sadly, he's no longer with us, but that letter, that man, kind of gave me the confidence to know that readers, that men as well as women, were responding to what her essential personality is.
Talk about the process of in writing a book, White Critical Mass. Is it different for you in writing a novel like this? That is there more research? Is there more time on getting the specifics, or is it still pretty much worried about the character and the danger and the peril that you write about?
It's both in a way. The heart of the story is the people. It's not a techno thriller at all. The physics in it is very much there as a background to try to make the physicist characters feel authentic to the reader. I did a huge amount of research for this book. Unlike most of my other books where I am out and about on the streets or writing an ore freighter or doing kind of action things, including the time I almost fell off the 36th floor of a building under construction when the project manager took me over to torment me and see if I could keep my balance.
Good Lord.
Anyway, I didn't really do that kind of research for this book. It was much more out of books, attending physics lectures, and then ultimately going to Vienna and doing sort of on-the-ground exploration of where the 1930s part of the story took place. Some of that was at a physics institute. Some of that was in the part of Vienna that the Nazis set aside as the ghetto where they imprisoned Jews before deporting them.
When are you happy? And I guess this is one of those questions about in the sense of having a character like this, where saw in the last novel and then with this book, that there is always that the next adventure that this character can take. Do you like that stability of having that character to go back to, or are there times where you want to diverge off that path?
I love having VI in my life. I can't imagine ever abandoning her, but I have twice written standalone novels that don't include her. It's a question of having characters and a story. If I have a story that doesn't seem right for a VI story, then I leave her for a while. And both times that I left her with Ghost Country and with Bleeding Kansas, I think I came back and wrote better about her than if I hadn't taken a break from her. Sometimes, not that I'm leaving my husband or sleeping around or any of those things, but you know, we know each other so well. Sometimes it's good to spend some time apart, and then you come back and see each other with a new and fresh and deeper eye. And that's what's happened to me with VI every time that I've left her.
Sarah Paresky's latest V.I. Warshawski novel is Critical Mass. It is published by Putnam and is now out. It's a terrific read, and it's always a pleasure when I see that you have a new book out, and this certainly is no exception. It was a delight to read, as it is a delight to speak with you this morning. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you. I'd just like to say that people can go to sarahparetsky.com and find out where they can get a book. They can go to any bookstore that's on my tour and order a signed copy online or by phone, and I'll be glad to sign it, and the bookstore will mail it.
Excellent. Sarah Paresky, you're the best. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it.
It was great to talk to you.
Thank you. Again, Sarah Paresky's latest is Critical Mass. It's published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.